Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Dean. I'm one of the campus missionaries here. Right now, we are in a new series. We just ended last week with the Challenge Accepted series to be joyful in different situations in life. But right now, we are in a new series titled More Than Enough. Okay? More Than Enough. This is a three-week series, and its goal is that at the end of this series, the students will have a greater wisdom and a deeper understanding, a biblical understanding about wealth, handling wealth or finances. Sino yung katabi mo ang mayaman, di ba? Okay, handle mo yan. Handling wealth, handling finances, leading to lives that would honor God even when it comes to the resources that we have. Ibig sabihin pala, yung baon mo, napaka-importante niyan. Hindi lang yung baon mo, yung buhay na meron ka ngayon, buhay mo in the future, importante yan. But without knowing the biblical perspective or the biblical understanding of knowing how important finances are to you, okay, and why God has given that to you, God doesn't want us to waste anything that He entrusts us, but it would be used for your benefit, for the benefit of others, and for the glory and honor of God. Because God desires to bless His people. Sino dito gusto mo mabless ka, di ba? Okay, yun. Diba? If yung iba sa atin pupunta dito, Lord, pumunta ako, bless mo ako, ha? Okay. Talagang, Lord, may ginawa akong maganda kanina, i-bless mo ako. We all want to be blessed. And God desires for you to be blessed. But how do we look and how do we look at finances? How do we look at wealth, riches, resources, everything else in the world, and the gadgets that you have, material possessions that you have? How do you treat these things? And how do you look at these blessings in life? What is your perspective in them? Ito na ba yung buong buhay mo? Pag nawala to, wala ka na rin buhay. And I hope that in this series, okay, you get to learn from as we read through and study from the book of Proverbs. And in fact, let me invite everyone to stand up right now in reverence to God's word, in respect to the word of God as we read a verse or verses that would be tackling. You know what? The book of Proverbs is a book of wisdom written by Solomon, King Solomon, the wisest man, I believe, who came here on earth, probably next to Jesus. God gave him wisdom and he has written down wisdom about daily life, about daily decisions, and part of that is what we're going to study for the next 3 weeks. Okay, ito, basahin natin ito. We'd be using a different version that what we normally use. Ngayon, NIV, New International Version. And hindi naman yan iba, okay? Iba lang yung ibang, yung mga word, hindi naman ibang-iba, I mean. Okay, iba yung ibang-iba sa iba. Iba lang yung different words dito na gusto kong gamitin as I explain the preaching later on. Sige, basahin natin ito. How long will you lie there, you sluggard? When will you get up from your sleep? A little sleep and a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and poverty will come upon you like a thief, and scarcity like an armed man. Let's all bow down. Let's pray. Father, we pray that your word would pierce through our hearts so that it would change us. It would change the way we view the blessings you've given us and the things that you want to provide for us so that we would only look to you as our source, that our efforts would only be a result of the grace and the generosity that you've given us. So thank you, God. We pray that you would renew our minds, open our hearts as we receive your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Please take your seats now. In this series, pinag-usapan nga natin so that we would have a greater wisdom about the finances, the wealth, the resources, the material possessions God has given us, because everything of this, all these blessings God has given to you, is very important. Tama ba? Sino sa inyo, importante yung pera sa inyo, di ba? O hindi? Sige, tapon nyo. Try natin, okay? Try lang natin. Sa iba, importante yan, pulutin nila yan. Because God wants to correct our mindset when we look at these things. God wants to correct the wrong mindsets that we have because abundance is part of the good, pleasing, and perfect will of God. Yung katabi mo, gusto ni Lord, maging masagana yung buhay niyan. Okay? Tingnan mo, mukha na bang masagana? Sabi mo, patira naman sa bahay niyo. Okay? Sama ako. It's part of the good, pleasing, and perfect will of God for His sons and daughters. But, listen to me, the way we perceive abundance is always like this, na parang when we have more than the basic. More than the basic needs of every day. That's why it's more than enough. Minsan iniisip natin, enough is something na kaya na, pang buhay mo araw-araw, pwede na. Okay, parang beyond the basic, okay, that's abundance. Okay, may pagkain kami 3 times a day, pero gusto ko, Lord, 6 times a day nagkakanin ako. Okay, okay, abundance, masagana talaga, okay? Pati ikaw, sumasagana, okay? And when we think of that as abundance, yung parang more than the basic, okay, overflowing, sometimes we have, it leads to a mindset that always having more than enough is always better than enough. When I have more than the basic, it's always better. Life gets better. And it's like this, diba? For example, you have a TV, okay? And you know, when you have TV, okay na yan, tama? Nakapanood ka, napapanood mo si James Reid, di ba? Gustong-gusto mo yun, di ba? So, ayoko nun eh, okay? Hindi ko pinapromote yun, okay? So, pero at least nakapanood kang TV, okay? Okay, kahit di na uso yung Aldab, tinitiis mo, okay? Sino mahal mo pa rin? Kinikilig ka pa din hanggang ngayon, di ba? More than 1 year na, sobra kayo, ha? Okay. Pero mas parang mas okay yung buhay pag may PlayStation pa kasama nung TV. Tama? 'Di ba? Parang yung TV mo hindi ka lang nanonood, ikaw yung nasa loob ng TV, 'di ba? Minsan pa kinek pa yan, gaganon-ganon ka pa, 'di ba? Araw-araw. Mas okay yung buhay. Mas okay naman yung buhay pag may electric fan, 'di ba? Sino sa inyo hindi mabubuhay pag walang electric fan, 'di ba? Mamatay ako. Brown out. Okay. Magising. Pero, yung iba, sinasabi nila, alam nyo, mas masarap yung buhay pag may aircon. Tama? Mas masaya yung buhay pag may aircon. Di ba? That's how we perceive it. And minsan, alam natin, kung iba, sa banig natutulog, di ba? Alam nyo yung banig? Alam nyo pa ba yan? Okay, may ganyan pa ba kayo? Okay, yung iba yata, what's banig? I only have a bed, di ba? Yung iba, kama, di ba yun? Doon natutulog, okay? Makakatulog ka naman sa banig, may sapi naman. Pero, mas mabuti yung buhay pag may kama. Sometimes that's the mindset. Having these things are not really bad. Having a PlayStation, more than just having TV, is not really bad. But sometimes, it leads us to a temptation to become lazy. Laziness, you know what? Laziness is not really as stimulated by the things that we have here in life. Not because you have a PlayStation, you're now compelled to be lazy. Not because you have a better bed, it compels you to sleep all day. But laziness is always stimulated by the attitude of a person, not by the things that we all have. You probably have lesser than what others have, but you can still be lazy. That's what we've been reading in Proverbs 6, 9 to 11. Kung babalikan natin yung verses na yon, okay? Ayun yung sinasabi dyan. How long will you lie there? Hanggang kailan ka magsisinungaling? Joke yon. Yung iba, oo nga naman. Diyak lang. Oo nga, bakit sila nagsisinungaling? Pagtamad ba nagsisinungaling? Oo, kanyari, di ba? Oo, ito na! Bababa na! Pero nakahiga pa din. Oo, pwede, di ba? Okay, sige. Hanggang kailang kahihiga dyan? Okay, ang pag-book of Proverbs, walang context-context to. This is a basic wisdom applied, or can be applied in all days, okay, all generations, at all times. And sinasabi nito, you sluggard, how long will be lying down there? Sluggard means this. Okay, sluggard is a very lazy person. Kilala ka bang ganun? Oh, grabe kung maka yes ka, no? Baka ikaw yun. Okay. Another meaning. A sluggard is a person who always fails to fulfill responsibilities. Every single day, we all have responsibilities, right? Maghugas ng pinggan, magsampay, responsibilidad natin yan. And when you fail to do that, every single day, sluggard. And it is not only, and And it's, ito, sabi dito, habitually inactive person. When the Bible tells of this, or yung picture na pinapakita sa atin ito, it's like someone who wants to sleep all day. May kakilala ba kayong ganon? O ikaw yon? Yung talagang gusto mo, pag matutulog ka, Sabado, wala akong pasok, buong Sabado tulog ka. Linggo ka na gumigising, di ba? Di ba? Grabe, parang ang mantika, no? And that's what a sluggard is. Sobrang tamad, unable to fulfill responsibilities, habitually inactive. That's what a sluggard is. But you know what? Laziness prizes many things. That's true. But it will gain you nothing. That's what the verses is telling us. Laziness would promise you good things. Di ba ang sarap-sarap pag nakahiga ka lang? Kahit na alam mong tinatawag ka na ng nanay mo para maghain, sasabihin mo pa, nag-a-assignment ako! Okay? When we go back to the verse, that's what it's talking about. It gains us nothing. Hindi sa pinapilosopo ni Solomon, but what he's saying here, a little sleep and a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and poverty will come on you like a thief and scarcity like an unarmed are. Hindi ibig sabihin, pag natulog ka, okay, natulog ka ng hapon, okay, saglit natulog, slumber, and even, okay, magfold ka ng, ano, ng hands mo to this, tamad ka na, okay, maghihirap ka na, edi lahat ng nakaganto, okay, wala asay pera ko, okay, nawala na lahat. But the meaning of this is that when you keep this habitual pattern of being inactive, it will actually gain you nothing. Even if this better things that you have would give you better comfort in everyday life, but if it keeps you inactive every day, your life would lead into nothing. Magugulat ka na lang lahat wala na sa'yo. Magugulat ka na lang, scarcity or being in need, in great need, that's what it means, would be coming to you like an armed man, like a thief. Nang hindi mo, nang nagugulat ka na lang, nang walang pasabi man lang. May magnanakaw bang nagpaalam sa bahay ninyo? Mamayang gabi po, ah. Oh. Uy, sige, okay lang, bisita ka. Okay. Ganun katindi pala yun. When we come to a point that we are habitually not on the go, it would gain us nothing. It would lead us to nothing. Laziness is an intoxication of, you know what, it's a false god. Because laziness is not only or you're just passively doing nothing, but you know what, you're actually doing something there. You're in obedience to something that would give you pleasure, that would give you escape. Escape in such a way, ayoko na mag-aral, di ba? Pagod na ako, dito na lang ako. And not only that, also leads you to comfort and even obedience to self. So, ibig sabihin pala, pag tinatamad ka, hindi yun wala kang ginagawa. Wala tayong ginagawa. Meron. We are actually in obedience to ourselves. We are in obedience to anything that is not Jesus, something that would give us pleasure, something that would give us comfort, and something that would give us escape from all the worries or problems that we have to face in life, or the challenges or responsibilities that we have to do. Laziness is only a result of not understanding the reason for work. Why is work very important for us? Because without understanding work, you would only end up, okay, nakahiga ka lang. You would only end up na ayoko na magtrabaho, may magpapakain na lang sa akin. Ayoko nang mag-aral, okay naman, may mga nakikita nga akong hindi gumagraduate, pero ayun, ang laki pa ng tiyan. Di ba? Gusto mo ba talagang maging ganun? That's why it's important for us to battle this sin of laziness in our lives, because God does not want us to be this kind of people, only inactive, a sluggard, a person that would come to a point of nothing. Let's go now to another verse in Proverbs 28, verse 19. When we talk about laziness as something that we should avoid, or something that harms us, it's not only to a point na nakahiga ka, pero it leads you to nothing, but this is the opposite of what we should do in not coming to a point of becoming lazy. Those who work their land will have abundant food, but those who chase fantasies will have their fill of poverty. Two words I've highlighted there, work and abundance, or abundant. Work, na nisatch, work, we know for sure na yung work, okay, hindi laging ano yan, madali yan, tama ba? And when I talk about work, okay, I'm not talking about having a job, but where are you today? What are you doing today? You're a student, most of you here, tama, sino estudyante? That's your responsibility, that's your work to do. Okay, clear? And when you do work, it results to abundance. Abundant food. Food is always, or bread in the Jewish time, okay, or in the time of the Hebrews, in the sinulat ni Solomon yan, is always indication that the family is well provided. Kasi may kakainin. And in anything else na kailangan nila, meron sila nun. You know what happens when we come to a point of work? Abundant. Alam natin, yung abundant, yung word, meaning yan, or abundant, abound, abundance. Si Tito Boy yan, alam niyo yon? Abundant. Tito Boy, abundant. Okay. It means to be heavy or to overflow. Okay, yun yung meaning nun in that very verse. Yan yung meaning, to be heavy and to overflow. So pag may nakikita ka, napapadami yung kain, uma-abundance ka. Okay, hindi masyado offensive, no? Pero nagpaparinig. Okay. Ibig sabihin, in anything that you would receive or in your life that you have, God wants you to be heavy, God wants you to overflow, and God desires that. But abundance would only be a result of work. Abundance is only a result of work. Abundance would never happen to you unless someone works for you. Baon mo, hindi basta lang lumabas yan sa gripo ninyo. May naghirap para dyan, tama? Kaya magagalit yung nanay mo at kaya magagalit yung tatay mo pag humihingi ka tapos di mo sinasabi para saan. Hingi ka lang, mapahingin 500. Anong sunod na tanong yan? Bakit? Tama? Ang babait ng magulang nyo. Bigay ka agad. Walang tinatanong. Oh. Pahingin naman sa parents nyo. Kasi pinaghirapan yun. Okay? May nagtrabaho para sa pera na yan. Abundance is only a result of work. Having more than enough resources would never happen apart from hard work. Whether that be you, who among you here are working students, or you're kahit pa hindi official work, may ginagawa ang paraan para may pambaon. I know some of people, okay? Thank you, okay? And these people are working hard for them to, para may ibang baon or may ibang tuition, or para sa inyo na hindi naman kayo nagpapabaon sa salary or nagpapatuition, how thankful are we to our parents or to the people who's working for us, maybe a guardian who's working for us to have abundance and experience the life that we have today. Because we live in a world that when we want instant results, that's always instant results. We want instant everything, instant success. And let me share you a story. Yung probinsyano, pumunta siya sa Maynila, punta siyang grocery, mamimili na siya. Amazed na amazed siya because he has seen so many instant things that he could actually have in an instant compared dun sa kanila, sa probinsya, sa mountain. Kasi nung nakita siya, 8 o'clock, powdered juice. Hindi ko na kailangan magpipisil ng orange para magka-juice. Diba? So instant lang, haluan lang ng tubig. Okay, paglakad niya pa, nakita siya. Sige, next pa. Lumalakad. Ay, hindi kasi hindi ako lumalakad, no? O sige. Aba, gatas, powdered milk. Eh, hindi ko na kailangan maggatas ng mga baka para magkaroon ng gatas, okay? So, amazed siya. Tapos ngayon, okay, dito siya, paglakad niya ulit. No, naglalakad ako, ha? Nakakita siya. Aba, instant coffee. Hindi ko na kailangan magdiktik, mamulot ng coffee beans. May kape na kagad. Tapos amazed na amazed siya nung nakakita siya nito. Sabi niya, wow, baby powder? Ano to, halo ko lang sa tubig, magkakaanak na ako? Okay. Amazed na amazed siya. Okay. Kala niya, magiging baby to. You don't need to be married, okay? And build a family. Bilhin ko na to, okay? We are all amazed about instant success. Diba? We are all amazed and we all want instant. Diba? Sino mas gugustuhin mo magdikdik ng coffee beans para ipagtimpla mo yung tatay mo. Doon ka na lang sa powder, lagay mo lang. Instant, tapos na. We are all amazed in instant. And all of that's instant because people want instant success. Who among you here, you want to be successful? Okay, Lord, kita mo hindi nagtaas ng kamay, ha? Kaya nila. And when we want instant success, amazed na amazed tayo pag nakita tayong taong to, di ba? Ano yung pinagdaanan? Parang bakit siya successful na kagad yung buhay niya? Hindi natin alam yung pinagdaanan siguro nun. But when we talk about instant, sometimes we want instant money. Kaya nga, ang bilis natin pumusta. Di ba? Kala mo, laro lang yan sa computer shop. Hindi, nauubos oras yan, kakapusta. Ay, talo na ako, okay? Sige, pusta pa tayo. Kahit anong laro, pusta. Kahit yung malilate yung teacher, pustahan tayo. Instant money, instant grades. Yung gusto mo, mataas ka agad grades. Kaya paglabas ng leakage, di ba? Ikaw din naman, sige, papotocopy na ako. Di ba? Instant everything, that to a point that it's not actually gaining us everything. It's not really gaining us all the success. Instant grades is in such a way, instant graduation, punta na lang ako rekto, pagawa ko yung project ko. Is there abundance in that? It would actually lead you to gain nothing. Point na nagtatrabaho ko na, anong sasabihin mo? Pinagawa ko lang yung project namin, kaya di ko lang yung gagawin ka. It would only put us to gain nothing because instant things would not actually lead us to anything but would only lead us to nothing. All this success that we are dreaming of, if we are not willing to do hard work, is only chasing fantasies. But you know what? Work is a good thing. Work is not a means to survival, but it is actually a gift from God to man. So that, because God is a God who works. When you think about the everyday challenges that you do in school, it's actually a gift. Calculus is a gift. Ah, Rico, talaga. Ayoko nito, di ko bubuksan. Every opportunity to do hard work is actually a gift that came from God. Because our God actually works. It's better to have success rather than not to do anything. Pero kung mapinaghirapan mo yan, you know what? You did not only gain the success that you've had, but you also gained an enduring, a patient endurance that you have learned in your life. We work because our Creator works, and we are made in His image and His likeness. And even before the time that sin came into the world, God said to man to come here, and He created man to do work because it's a purpose of man. Ibig sabihin, bilang estudyante, purpose mo yan. Huwag mong isumpa yan, bigay ni God yan, gift ni God yan sa'yo, and your studies would lead you to a future that is also a gift from God. Hindi ka lang basta nangangarap, I believe, but God also gave you that vision for yourself because that is His gift that you look forward to. And a gift is always a good thing. A gift, especially from God, will always be a good thing. Yet our attitude towards works or studies is only a product of our sinfulness. Kaya gusto natin, tamad na lang tayo. Or kahit hindi natin gusto maging tamad, it would always lead us to that. Kasi ang hirap na, mas mabuti nang nakaupo dito, bahala na lang, baka may gawin naman si God. Bahala na si Batman. Kawawa naman si Batman. Ay, buhay mo yan. Siya pa ba yung magliligtas sa buhay mo? Always about the comfort for ourselves. And I hope that we see gift. We become lazy because we don't see studying as a gift. Or we don't see that the future, kahit pa sabihin natin, ako pa, mana sa akin, magulang ko utang, ako pa mag-work hard para dyan. Not the work that God would give you in the future is also a gift. Everything that comes from God is always a good thing. Proverbs 28:19, that verse is simply giving us a choice. Would you rather work or chase fantasies or live purposefully or live to survive? Are you just living your life today to a point na para makasurvive? Para pagdating ng panahon, di ako magugutom. Or you are living purposefully. Alam mo, hindi ka magugutom kasi si God, bigay niya sa'yo to. Pag-aaral mo, hindi mo kailangan alalahanin, magpo-provide si Lord dito. Kailangan ko ma-enjoy to, mas maganda ma-enjoy to. It's because it's a gift from God. It's a purpose that would come from God. Would you rather work or chase fantasies? Fantasies na hanggang pangarap na lang ba talaga lahat ng pangarap mo? Or live purposefully, knowing that God has a purpose for you, God has great things for you, it's more than what you could imagine, or just live to survive every day. It's a struggle every day because you would only think, I have to do this because I have to be alive. Next verse is this. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 4. When we talk about abundance, it's only a result of work. Then work, what's in with work? How can I work properly? This verse is a good thing for us to see. Lazy hands make for poverty, but diligent hands. Tingnan mo yung kamay ng katabi mo. Madaya bang ugat? Lazy hands make for poverty, but diligent hands bring wealth. Now, when we talk about wealth, ibig sabihin pala, it won't be on your lap, or it won't be on your pockets, it won't be on your house, it won't be upon you when you are not diligent. Because work requires diligence. When we talk about abundance, it's a result of work. And how can we receive abundance that God desires for us? We have to work with diligence. It requires diligence. And when we talk about diligence, diligence means industrious, in how this word is used in the Proverbs, industrious, exacting, and earnestly. Meaning industrious, you are hardworking. Exacting takes the challenge or the demand. And earnestly, taking it seriously and sincerely. When was the last time that you wanted to take things seriously? Yung seryoso ka, decidido ka, you would work hard. I believe when there is a point of you would want to do this thing for dignity. Diba? This is for my dignity's sake. Gagalingan ko. Lahat, okay? Kaya itong dotang to, importante itong match-up na to. Diba seryoso ka pag magdodota ka? O hindi, naka-ano ka lang, diba? Seryoso ka. Kasi pag papasok mo sa susunod na araw, pag talo ka, okay, hanggang next year, dadalin mo yun. Ito, talo yun eh. Ikaw naman, lalakad ka, talo ko eh. Habang buhay na nila maalala yun, you take dignity on that. Kaya ngayon, seryoso ka. You take it seriously because you will have benefit. If you will have benefit. Sino dito na try mo naman ligaw? Abang babait! O sige, ako, okay. Kasi kailangan sagutin ako nito, di ba? Siseryosohin ko to. So, hindi lang dahil doon na para sagutin ka. Pero alam mo, seryoso dapat. Kasi you know that you would have benefit on this one. Ano yung mga things that you would take it seriously because you know there is value? How much do you value your studies today? How much do you value your everyday subject or every SEM? Do you value the family that values you as well? You know your families would send you to school because they believe you have dreams. You come to school carrying your dreams, and you're probably carrying the dreams of your families as well. How much valuable is that to you? Would you want to take things seriously in every quiz, every activity, everything that you do? Because you know, my family is also counting on me. I would be the first graduate in the family. I would want them to be part of my dream. That one day I could help them. When my mother needs medication, I can be the one who could support them in this. Do you find value in this? Because if you find value in this, please be diligent in what you do every day. Please be diligent in what you do in every subject, in every thesis, in everything that you do. You're not only talking about finances here. You're talking about where do you get the wealth that God wants you to have so that you could be able to give, you could be able to study, you could be able to ride the jeepney every day. You're talking about where does all this wealth come from? Because God is also serious about providing for you. God is always serious about thinking about you for your welfare, for your family's welfare. How serious are you when it comes to the work that you do as a student? Do you see it as one day, what I do now Okay, kahit di ko naiintindihan to, bakit kailangan kabisaduhin ko tong formulang to? Ano ba yung ganyan na yan? Okay? Ano yung bulati na yan sa mga numbers na yan? Ba't nagsama yung numbers, letters? Bawal yun. But do you see it one day, it would benefit you. It would not only benefit you, it would benefit the family that I love as well. Because God loves my family, I would take this seriously. We all might have the right reasons, but you know what? The very goal of this message is not for us to get rich. Many of us would think that getting rich would be the answer. Proverbs 13:4, not the last verse, but almost. A sluggard's appetite, another comparison of a sluggard and a diligent person, a sluggard's appetite is never filled, but the desires of the diligent are fully satisfied. The goal is never to get rich. Some of you might get rich. In fact, God blesses in different measures. But the question is, are you satisfied? When you think about the things that you have right now that God has given to you, are you truly satisfied? Do you think that you have more than the basic? Do you think that what you have right now, what the family, what your parents or your guardians have provided for you right now, does it truly satisfy you? Because to be satisfied is not to become rich, but to find purpose in God. Many people are rich but come up to a point of suicide because all the riches that they have, all the cars, all the fame that they had, never has really given them purpose. If you will not find the purpose that you have in God, you will never be satisfied. You would like be a sluggard, never filled. You may gain all the things in the world, all the money in the world, but you will never be satisfied when you don't find the purpose that God has given to you. God will bless you with success in diligently honoring Him. I hope that you would continue on honoring Him to where He has brought you today, because I believe as a student, God wants you to find purpose. Hindi ka lang andyan para mag-aral. God also has placed you with people around you who doesn't know Him yet who would do that kind of work. So that, alam mo yung simpleng invitation mo sa kanila dito would make a difference in their lives, na hindi na pera yung iniisip nila. Hindi na basta ano yung career ko in the future, pero what is their purpose in God as well? Do you know your purpose in God? Continue to seek God and find it. Know that God has a great purpose for your life, because the work that you do in the future will also be a blessing from God, that He wants you to continually honor Him. And when we talk about diligence, I'm not going to give you practical things on how to be diligent. Alam nyo na kung paano yun. Alam nyo kung paano mag-aral before a quiz and examination. Alam nyo kung paano matulog ng tama at kailan dapat magpuyat. Or kung dapat di ako magpupuyat. Alam nyo na lahat yun eh. But diligence is this. In what I do right now, for this purpose of studying, is it honoring God? Would it lead to the value that I embrace? Would it lead to the benefit that God wants for me? Would it lead for me to become abundant today and in the future? Alam na natin lahat yun. But when we talk about diligence embodied by people, let me show you a picture of real-life scholars who recently graduated, except for one. Okay, explain ko yan. But this is the recent 2016 graduates of real-life scholars. Real-life Foundation is part of every nation. Okay. Where we take social responsibility in sending students for scholarship, those who can't afford. For scholarship, I do believe hindi lang to hanggang scholarship. They are being taught of leadership, integrity, faith, and excellence. More than what they could learn in the mind, or what God wants them to learn, what could be in their hearts. And these people, I believe these people has practiced diligence because coaches has been their coaches, okay? There are people who guides them in leadership, integrity, faith, and excellence. That's life. so that they would continue in their walk with God and also continue to be the best student that they can be. And these two people at the bottom part, si Shaira was a graduate in 2015, a student from TIP, a Real Life Scholar and a Real Life alumnus. Vince is also another, graduated part of that 2016 batch, and now is working as an IT, traveling to different places of the Philippines. Now he's in Sorsogon. And before, he can actually, it's hard for him to afford to go back to his province in Tuguegarao when he was a student. But now it's just a bonus because he went there for work. Now he can visit his family. How God has provided for him is very amazing, that through his work, he can visit his family. Shaira is now working in Emerson. And looking at these people's lives, before, they were just scholars in need of help, and they would have all of these people, hindi lang yung dalawang to, no? They're both from Metro East, kaya sila yung finiture ko at hinighlight ko. I've seen them when they were students, and I believe when they were students, not only these two, but all of these scholars were being taught to be diligent in what they do in their studies, because at the time that I believe, these people wouldn't have their works or the jobs that they have right now unless people have seen diligence in their lives, because it was trained when they were students. It was taught when they were students. They were taught to value their studies because someone values their lives, and that is Jesus. More than just gaining or gaining scholarships, God values their lives. They gain eternal life in Jesus Christ. They gain purpose in Jesus Christ. They gain education, and now they gain the jobs that they have today, because it all came from Jesus Christ. And you know what? Because someone valued them. The value that they had in Christ is so much, it's so big that it had to take Jesus Christ's life so that one day they would also be scholars, be able to have education provided by people who support them, who give to their financial needs for schooling. And now, these people, I believe, would be one of the most diligent people, hardworking people in their field today. This is the desire of God for you as well. They have just started in their career, but I believe they would go a long way because they have practiced it as students. If we're only talking about reasons, they have the many, many more reasons than many of us here. Karamihan sa atin dito, pinag-aaral tayo. Sila, gusto mag-aral, hindi makapag-aral. What a great thing that God provided for them. They received more than the basic. More than the basic. O sige, mag-aral ka na, ito yung pera. They received Jesus. They received impartation. They received training as a leader. Training in their character. Training in their faith in God. To be excellent in everything that they do. That in every step of the way, in what you do right now, as a student, that is your work. God wants you to value your work today as a student so that you would value your tomorrow. It is a preparation for your tomorrow. And God has a good, pleasing, and perfect will for you. You would be one day one of the best engineers that would not only make a living or make money, but would do everything for the purpose and glory of God. God would be honored in your lives as you continue to go ahead and pursue the purpose that He has for you. And if there's anything na mahirap sa subject nyo, kanina pinag-uusapan natin, kung di man pumapasok dito, di ba? Pero nag-aaral ka mabuti, hindi man siguro ma-absorb yung mga calculus, physics, o kahit anong chemistry yan ng utak mo, okay lang. Pag pinagpatuloy mo yan, alam nyo kung ano yung nade-develop? Yung puso. Kung walang pumapasok dito, sana meron dito. Because God is teaching you to value work, not only in the future, to value what God values today, what your family values for you, education, so that one day you would know abundance is here, having God in my life. Ibig sabihin pala, 1 Corinthians 10:31, so whatever you do, whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do it to the glory of God. Do it all for the glory of God. Hindi man pumasok dito, Pero alam natin dito, Lord, na-honor ka. Zero man ako ngayon sa quiz ko, nag-aral naman ako mabuti. Dito na bibuild yun. Because you value your studies, you value the money that has been poured out for your studies, because you value your family, you value your future, more importantly, because you value God. I hope you would continue to value God in your lives, because to work diligently, the secret is this, to honor God consistently. To work diligently is to honor God consistently. Sabihin, this is not about do's and don'ts in being diligent. It's a matter of, with what I'm doing today, sa pagre-review ko, is God honored. Sa paglakwatsa ko, is God honored. But to work diligently means that God is honored consistently. Because God will not love you because of your success. Believe that. God is not after for your success. You don't have to perform for God, but God desires success for you. Because God will not love you because of your success. God loves you. That's why He wants to give you success. Let it be a confidence that you have in God, that you don't have to perform for God. What you do right now is a gift so that you would be successful, because that's what God desires for you. God loves you. That's why He wants success for you. These scholars that I've been talking about, you know what? God desires success for them. You know what? You don't have to be a scholar so that you would have success. When you're a child of God, success is your destiny. Continue to love God. Honor Him. Experience the success that He wants for you. Because Jesus, as our God, let me end with this verse. Looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross. That was His work. To endure the cross. That was His work. Not for His gain, but for our gain. Despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. It is for our gain, so that we would be saved. We would experience life today. We would experience a purposeful life. Experience a future of success that comes from God alone. He endured, that is His work, endured the cross so that our sins would be forgiven. Worked hard for our salvation so that we could experience life. You know what? When you have Jesus Christ, you already have more than enough. Everything else after salvation is just a bonus. Alam niyo yun? When you're saved, it's enough being saved. But the good thing is God desires for us to have a life to the full, that when we always have more than enough, because we have Jesus. When you have Jesus, and you have other things with you, may cellphone ka, may pamilya ka, may pera ka sa wallet mo, kulang man pa uwi, you already have more than enough. Because you have everything that you need in Jesus. Everything else after Jesus is just a bonus. Be thankful and work hard for the great things that God has in store for you also. Let's all pray about that. Father, thank you that you are a God who desires not for us to be sluggards. You don't want us to be lazy people. You want us to embody Christ-likeness that you've shown on the cross, to work hard for your glory and honor. We might have things in need, Lord God. Thank you for teaching us to work hard for these things. Na hindi lang kami mag-aantay, but we are also here. That when we know, when we work hard, this will never be in vain. You will provide. You will meet our needs. You would mold us. You would allow us to value what our parents value. To value what you value. To value the things that we have right now. Thank you, Lord. And having you, Jesus, is more than enough. Thank you for all the things that we have today. But for those who are right here, you have lack. You're experiencing lack. Probably in family, personally. You're experiencing lack. Parang kulang yung meron ako ngayon. Despite all the efforts that I see that my parents are giving, despite all the efforts that I do, probably you're a working student. If you are experiencing lack right now, would you just raise your hand? God sees our need. And Lord, thank you that you see what we need. You would provide for our needs. You are our God. Let us keep honoring you. Let us keep on believing great things from you. Let us allow us to honor you always in what we do. Put our trust in you. Despite all of our efforts, Lord, thank you. You would provide. Help us to love what we do. Help us to love our studies. Help us to love the work that you have for us today. And you are the one who would provide. Let your grace and provision be upon us in Jesus' name. Amen. Probably some of you here, you know what, I know some working students and it's hard. I wasn't a working student, but I know my parents were. And I didn't have to experience that because they worked hard so that I could only study. But if you're a working student here, pwede mo mataas yung kamay mo? I'd like to honor you, I'd like to pray for you. Working student, okay, maybe not a lot of you right here. Just raise your hand and let me lead you in prayer. Just raise your hand. Could you give a clap for these people? I'd like to honor them. You know what they're doing is so hard. Imagine nyo, yung kulang natulog, talk to many students na ganyan sila, umiiyak na kulang na nga yung tulog, kulang pa yung pera. Imagine that. You know what? I'd like to tell you guys, Jesus would provide finances and also strength that you need. Let's pray for them. Thank you, God, for working students right here. Maraming salamat sa buhay nila. And although the challenge is extra big, more difficult than others provided by their families, loved ones, they have to provide for themselves. Let your grace and strength be upon them. Thank you for their lives, Lord God, that you would never leave them nor forsake them. You know what their needs are. You know the needs of their family. Provide for them. Having you, Jesus, in their lives is more than enough. Having you in their lives would always secure them, that you know what they need. You'd provide for them. Kahit kulang yung tulog, it would be as if buong buo yung tulog, because they know that they can do this all for your glory and honor. Take care of them, Lord God. Take care of their families in Jesus' name.